Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Good morning to you. Happy day before Friday. Coming up next, we're going to talk about something that I'm sure has either happened to you or a friend of yours. And that's when you're living with your significant other. You guys get in an argument, you break up, they move out of your place, and they take something mad petty. They just take something just to piss you off.
Like, you know when you saw it was missing?
Yes.
That they don't need that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. They took it just because they wanted you to see it and send you a message.
Yep.
Like, for me to be like, oh, you took the tortillas because you know I can't have a taco now. You know what I'm saying?
like, if you took my half full bottle of sriracha out of the fridge.
Oh,
I know it. You don't even like sriracha. You know that's the only thing I eat with food.
Coming up next, we're going to get into that. The pettiest thing an ex has taken from you after a breakup. All inspired by our social media director, Alex D. Wait to hear what her fiance.
Ex-fiance.
True.
That's how that works.
Well, you never know that relationship.
Well, just
find out today if they're together or not. Wait to hear what her ex-fiance took from her house. It's tremendously petty. Just be honest with us. What's the most petty thing an ex took after you broke up with them, you were living with them, they're living at your pad, and they straight up just took that one thing that they knew was going to piss you off? 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text this morning. And we want to know, can you beat Alex D's petty ex-fiance?
Man.
Alex D, our social media director, this is where it all got inspired. She came in, kind of like one of those situations where you're so sad and pissed off that you just kind of laugh about it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
But it also is like, it's so different when you break up and somebody moves out because you try to be respectful. This happened with me. I've had this happen in my life where you try to give them space to move out. No one wants to be just sitting there in the house arms crossed while someone's moving out. So you try to like clear out, give them a space, leave. And then when you come back, it's like a surprise party.
Yeah. It's like, what was there? What's not?
Wait, that wasn't yours.
Alex D, how long was your fiance and her kids living with you guys?
Like overall, like a year and a half.
Like a year and a half.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Yeah.
You guys just broke up. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay.
You're like, trust me, it's okay. That's really
good. We gave enough time to breathe so we could like laugh about this part of it.
Yeah no,
what
thanks, guys.
Did you find out that she took with her, bro, when she moved out?
Well, the thing is I was kind of doing what Brian said. Like, I was there, and I was like, you know what? This is weird. So as I'm walking out of the house to give her space, I noticed that she threw away my loofah, and I was like, no.
That's not even taking it. Yeah. That's throwing it away.
Yeah, I was like, no, give me that. Right? I was like, oh, you don't want me to be clean? Got it. So I took that back, and then I left. And then when I came back, I just started noticing little things, like the sugar was gone, like the big container of sugar.
And it was like, it wasn't just like a sugar bag. It was in an actual container.
Yeah.
It was in a container. Physically to dump out.
Like canned goods and things?
Yes, exactly. Like it was on the counter next to the toaster. She left the toaster, so thanks. And then I noticed the seasonings were gone, like the seasoned salt, the garlic salt, like everything. Like she didn't want me to cook or anything. I don't know. And then, so the other day, changing the garbage, and I realized she took all the garbage back. Like, yo, like, why? Like, why? They're $5. Just go buy your own.
Wow, girl cleaned up.
I don't.
Literally.
Well, and see, that is the funniest part about the situation, if you can find some sort of levity in this situation, is that you don't immediately come back in and are like, I'm taking inventory on what's missing. You don't find out for, like, weeks, sometimes months, what they took. So I remember when my ex moved out. It wasn't, you know, I went to make breakfast. Toaster's gone. Oh, that's great. Okay, cool. Then, like, I'm going to say maybe 2 months later, this little breakup was the gift that kept on giving because I had some big event gala to go to for the radio show I worked on in Atlanta. It was a big fancy thing. And, of course, me, I'm waiting till the last minute to get ready. I'm like, oh, snap, I got to iron all my stuff. I'm like, where the hell is the ironing board?
Dude. Where's the iron? Oh, the board, not the iron.
The iron board. And the board, both are gone. She strapped the ironing board on the roof of her Prius like a surfboard.
Whoa.
Take that thing.
Dude, she drives a Prius?
Yeah, tiny one. And she had it literally tied to the roof of the car.
Chelsea, what's the pettiest thing an ex has taken?
I remember over for me, and I didn't live with my ex, but I realized this a couple months later. So he always would complain that the plug next to our bed on his side of the bed when he'd stay the night was too far away. So he'd have to, like, you know, it was annoying how he had to plug his phone in at night. So I got him an extra long phone charger. So like, you know, just being a good girlfriend. Right. This is probably like a month or 2 months before we broke up. So I got it for him so he could nicely, you know, plug his phone in, leave it on the dress, on the nightstand. And I noticed that that was gone. I'm like, damn. I bought that for you. I need that.
Well, that was
a
gift, Chelsea. You gave it to me.
Yeah. No, but it was a gift to stay in my place, though.
That was kind of petty that you wanted to keep that.
Okay.
You know what's funny, though?
Don't take his side, Edgar.
I've known Chelsea long enough to know that at one point in time, she thought to her, like, in her head, she's like, oh, you know what? That long phone charger, that takes care of a problem in the living room. I've always need, like, there's always a charger I need in the living room that could be a little longer. So she went home that day to specifically look for it and was like, how dare you?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, this is unfair. When did you take that?
Exactly.
What's the most petty thing an ex took from you after a breakup? 877-971-HITS, number to call or text. Trash bags, salt, and the sugar.
Sugar, man. For leave Alex the sugar. D. Come on.
Yo, seasonings are expensive.
Right?
They're hard to get.
That Lowry's?
What are our texts saying, Brian?
We got one. We got two great texts. Well, we got hundreds of great texts. These things are hilarious, man. The pettiness that people have when they break up, there's no bounds. Here we go. Miguel texts in, I've taken the shower curtain and the spices from the pantry.
Admitting to it.
Yeah, I love that, because the shower curtain, that one is a pain, because you don't even know that one's gone, so you go to take a shower, and then if you try to take a shower without a shower curtain, you just gotta, like, hug against the wall.
It's over, bro. It's over.
From 714, dude took my tampons and pads.
No. Get out of here! Get out of here!
I mean, there is no need for that.
Wendy from Southgate said he took my lingerie. Well, if he bought it, I mean, no, just kidding.
Maybe right? He's like, I'm going to use this.
Right? I don't know. Let's go to the phone lines. Corrine from Santa Ana, good morning.
Good morning.
Corrine, what's the most petty thing an ex took after you broke up with them?
Oh, my God. So my ex, he, like, legit took my retainers when we broke up.
What?
Wait, what kind of retainers?
Like, what are they, like, the Invisaligns kind of thing?
Yeah, like the Invisalign cats after I got the metal off.
Aren't those, like, personalized?
Yes, they're personalized. He doesn't even need them. It's, like, so weird.
Well, did he pay for them, or is he just doing it because he's like, if I can't have her, no one can have her with straight teeth?
No, he didn't leave me any money. He left a note in my retainer box saying, good luck smiling after this breakup.
Wow!
You gotta stop.
You know what? That is terrible because that's expensive as hell, but that's kind of funny.
Yeah. I mean, it's all
clever.
It's
really what it is.
He really screwed me over.
I bet.
It's so savage to leave that note, though, that it's almost respectable in terms of, like, petty ex. Because if you just would have taken him, you would have been like, did I lose those? Did he take them? Why would he take them? But at least he left the note, so you got a little bit of closure that the guy's just a jerk.
That's a good point, Brian, because I used to wear braces, but with retainers, I would always lose them, misplace them. I would put them in a napkin, you know,
throw away
right before you eat. Let me put them in a napkin. I'll make sure I remember it. And then later on, you throw that napkin away. Next thing you know, you're, like, in the dumpster looking for them. So at least you know he took them. And it's not driving you crazy.
You find them in a washing machine.
He knows I take good care of them. So he knew I would see it. Woo. He knew what he was doing.
That is petty as hell, but kind of funny.
I got to
say. I mean,
I hate him, but also
really
there's some respect.
Now I'm getting a gap again.
Gaps are cute. Gaps are cute.
Just rock it, girl.
Me.
All right, later, Corrine. We love you and your gap, right?
Thank you.
Bye. Michelle from Ontario, good morning.
Good morning.
What's the pettiest thing an ex took from you after a breakup, girl?
Four-year relationship, and he took my bookcase when we broke up, and he never read.
Did
he leave your books, like, just on the floor next to where the case used to be?
Yeah, not nicely either.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you just dumped him out? What a jerk.
My favorite part is, like, he never read.
Right.
Ever.
What are you putting in that case?
Michelle, thank you for calling in. Love you, girl. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Brianna from Culver City, good morning.
Good morning.
What's the pettiest thing your ex took?
It wasn't my ex. It was my friend when her baby daddy had to move out.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
He took the hard copies of all of the baby photos, and then he took the hard drive out of the computer so she couldn't have any electronic copies either.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah,
cruel, man.
That's getting on the bad side of an angry mom right there.
That is so wrong. She's the one that gave birth to him, man. It only took you 30 seconds to procreate that.
If you remember it.
She carried it for 9 months and gave birth. That's so wrong, Brianna. What did she do?
She took it to court, so she's trying to get him back still.
Good. Oh my. Good for her, man.
I hope If there is a God, I hope that the judge they have to stand in front of is a woman with children, and he's got to just really argue his case. Like, I needed all the photos. You, exactly. Like, they'll send him to jail. Can you go to jail for that?
I hope so. That is a petty-ass crime.
So. He's awful.
Well, Brianna, I'm glad that your friend has a good friend like you to call on the radio station and put her ex on blast.
Thank you.
Love you, girl. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. Some petty-ass exes, right? Gianna from Hacienda Heights also called in and said, he took my son's favorite movie.
That's
The Jungle Book. Why in the world is going on?
How about this one just in from the 805? My ex took my Pandora One account, changed the passwords, and stole all my stations.
Good. You can listen to us now.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Download the app. Radio.com. It's free. No password needed.
And favorite it. Favorite us.
Yes.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.